We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though, podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we try a new theme, style, and or topic. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, my guest is the beautiful, the talented Katie Virgo. Why am I talking like this? Well, Katie wanted to do a podcast about knickknacks, reviewing knickknacks. Very ridiculous. So, in her mind, people who talk like this are the kind of people who review knickknacks, and I agree with her. So we went to an antique store here in the city. We looked at a few knickknacks. We wrote down notes. We didn't talk to each other about them. And then when we sat down in front of the microphone, we gave our opinions about them as these characters who would review knickknacks. It's a lot of fun. It's a change of pace. If you want to relax and hear some vulgar language randomly, well, then you'll love this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Knickknack a Paddywhack.
Hello all, and welcome to Knickknack a Paddywhack, a podcast where we talk about our love for all things knickknacks. I'm your host, Florence Chauncey.
And I'm also your host, Edwin Chauncey. And this week, we have an exciting week. I don't even know. Can you handle it?
Can you hear the excitement in my voice?
Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, please turn down your headphones. So if Florence is going to be this way the whole time, it's going to blow your ears out. Okay. Well, this week, we went to the Lincoln Antique Mall. What were your first impressions?
My first impression was that I needed to run back to the car to change my bloomers. My undercarriage was very, it was perspiring with excitement.
Yeah. I was shaking.
You were.
I was shaking. And some man walked by and asked me if I needed any help.
He thought you had Parkinson's.
Okay, so we walk in. We're greeted by a lady with bright white hair.
Just a tree of a woman.
She was a tree of a woman. That's the best way to describe her.
I didn't really like much about her.
Yes, Florence gets a little little jealous sometimes.
I love my man.
And I love my woman. I want you to know that, okay?
Okay.
I had no interest in her. I just thought that she was a very nice looking lady.
I apologize for my outburst.
We walked in. The very first thing that we're greeted with is a taxidermied owl.
An owl.
An owl.
Not a living owl.
No. At first, I thought it was real, and I'm like, hey, you got to get this owl out of the store.
There's a live bird. I'm going to get avian flu again.
Turns out, not real. It's stuffed.
It was a stuffed.
Stuffed bird.
I thought the owl, was doing a preening dance.
Ooh, what's that?
A preening dance.
What's that?
It's a mating call.
Ooh, a lot of our listeners don't know this, but you're an expert on bird calls.
I am an expert on bird calls.
Can we hear what that would sound like? Hold on, you guys, there must be an owl in here. Oh, no.
It was
Florence.
It was just me.
What was the last thing that you think went through that bird's head?
What do you think the last thing was that went through that bird's?
Hey, look, a guy with a really long stick. Oh, I'm dead.
I think that's probably pretty accurate.
You think that's what he thought?
Mm.
Okay. How much would you think this thing cost?
Oh, God. An owl preening?
Yeah.
In the throes of its mating call?
Yeah.
I would have to say at least $930.
No, close. It was $125.
Mm.
A steal.
Bargain.
A bargain. The next thing that we've seen was a flapper hat. Would that be the best way to describe it?
Yeah, I would, yes. However, when I first saw it, I initially thought that it was some sort of Native American loin cloth for your man giblets.
For your loins.
For your loins.
That's why it's called the loin cloth.
Right.
Because it's the for your feathers. Loins. The feathers.
Just how? Picturing you just dancing, rain dancing, and just...
Clean up on aisle this chair. I thought that it would look nice on you as well. I looked at
where
it.
Where would you want me to wear it?
Just it on your head. Just that and nothing else. And then I would pretend that it's the 1920s or the 19. I'd pretend it's Prohibition time. And I was ordering a drink at a speakeasy. And here comes one of the local flappers to just walk in. And what would you? Let's play that scene out. Ladies and gentlemen, we come to the part of the scene where, our part of the show where we will play out
our one of our fantasies. Sexual fantasies.
Oh, hello, miss.
Hello, you strapping young, jazz player.
Yeah, I've
jazz band.
I've been playing the saxophone for many years, and I.
You've got a smooth way about you, and the way that you play that sax is the way I want you to play my pussy.
No, there it is. Wow, well, miss, I saw you from across the room. I saw your shirt that was made out of tassels, basically, and it was flapping around, much like a flapper would. And I said, hey, that dame looks like a dame that I would like to take home. Can I buy a drink?
You can buy me more than a drink.
What's more than a drink?
My pussy.
Okay. Insane. You guys, I am... Clean up on my chair.
For anyone that's a new listener, listening in for the first time, I would like, I would just like you to know that I am well past the age of fertility.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about those anymore.
So,
hot flashes, emotional cues that I don't pick up on sometimes, but hey, we're still in love.
We're in love.
We're in love. How much was that flapper hat?
I would say at least $490.
Very close. It was $15. The next item is a fantastic piece.
Oh, wonderful.
And I called it dinner time because it is a clock that is surrounded by knives, spoons, and forks.
And where do we put this?
I'm not exactly sure yet.
I kind of think the foyer.
Ooh.
As an ironic joke.
I get it. You are funny. How much do you think that clock was?
Oh, God. Like $1,100?
Ooh, close. Very close. It was $30.
Mm.
Next up, a tale as old as time. Beauty and the Beast.
Darling, you're my beauty.
Oh, you're my beauty as well. We got two beauties. No beasts.
Well...
I can call one thing a beast.
My pussy.
What we're talking about here is a small wooden base. And on top of that wooden base is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five.
Beautiful red roses.
They look like they were plucked in place into this, what I'm assuming to be some sort of like, what do you call, what do they use in Star Wars for?
Trash compactor? When they use the trash compactor in Star Wars? Is that what the lightsabers?
No, Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
He was...
Carbonite.
Liquid carbonite?
Yeah.
Yes. It looks like it was... It must be filled with liquid carbonite, because I don't know how else they would keep those flowers looking so fresh.
They look... Well, it might have to do something with... They are surrounded by a perfectly blown glass case.
Mm.
And if you've seen the movie Beauty and the Beast, where the flower is slowly wilting, it's just like that, but with five of them.
And they're never going to wilt.
No, unless they got in that trash compactor from Star Wars.
And then they would be fucked.
How much do you think that these bad boys cost?
I don't know. If I had a guess, liquid carbonite, the actual flowers from the true story of Beauty and the Beast, I would have to say upwards of $1,700.
So close. It's $11.
Oh.
Next up.
I don't like this one.
Is it because we can't have children? Next up is a painting of four 5-year-old children.
I would like a glass of wine. This is the segment where I need a glass of wine.
Okay. We'll get the glass. Here you go. Here's your wine.
Thank you. More?
Well, we'd have to open up another one. This one's already been corked.
That's why we bought the case.
Okay. Well, it's five paintings of 5-year-olds.
Four beautiful blonde girls. Little, beautiful, prancing clown girls.
I'll just say, if you were some sort of registered sex offender or even an unregistered sex offender, you'd probably want this painting.
Oh, you would, wouldn't you?
I would not want this painting.
Oh.
I don't need this painting. We don't need
the daughters
kids to
we
make
never
us
had.
No.
The daughters we never could have.
I don't want to.
Oh, why don't we just get another cat?
We could.
Let's get another. Why don't we just get another nesting doll? Russian nesting doll. Is that what you want?
Hey, it's not like we don't.
I'm sorry.
It's not like we don't try.
I'm sorry.
Shh. It's not like we don't try, right?
We do try a lot.
And we don't know whose fault it is. Because you know why? It's nobody's fault.
It's no one's fault.
And we don't care whose fault it is. Because it's nobody's fault.
I love the dust coming out of my vagina.
Okay. How much do you think that painting is?
Can you even put a price on it?
Someone did. It was $69.
Oh, God.
And not ironically. Next up. Ned Stark would have loved to have this one behind his back. Spoiler alert. It is a sword.
Oh, wow. How much do you think this one was?
I know. I wrote it down. How much do you think it is?
Well, a piece like this from... Mm-hmm. This has to date back to before Jesus Christ, our Savior, was born. Yeah,
This might have actually stabbed Jesus because it was put on a piece of wood.
Yes, that time that Jesus was stabbed with a sword.
Many people thought it was spears, but I think it's swords.
Oh, to prove that water would come out. Oh, wait, no.
Wine.
Wait, no, it was ranch dressing.
Yeah, but it wasn't. No ranch dressing came out. Guess what came out?
What?
Lies. How much do you think the sword cost?
I'm sorry, did you say?
Do you have a question of what I just said? That lies came out?
I thought it was ranch dressing.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
Maybe like that soft Velveeta cheese.
Ooh. And there was somebody close by with a bunch of shells, and they ran up and held it up to Jesus' side.
He did die near the sea.
Green.
I like to talk about this one.
This next one.
The Scandinavian cologne horn.
It looks like a Scandinavian horn that you would find on like a Viking helmet, which there was actually no horns on Viking helmets, but we all know what we're talking about. And with it has silver on one end and a silver top with a silver cap that you unscrew with gorgeous detail.
Mm.
And on the inside, how would you describe what was on the inside of this horn?
Oh, just like 40-year-old fermented liquid of just musk.
Musk is the best way to describe it.
Musk.
It was definitely men's aftershave.
Mm.
And it was... I mean, you took one sip of this.
Just an aphrodisiac.
You shouldn't have probably took a sip of it.
Do you mind if I tell the audience? We obviously ran out of the musk after about an 8-hour throw between the sheets.
You drank most of it. I don't think you're supposed to drink that musk.
Drank it.
It's 40-year-old aftershave, and you drank it. You drank 40-year-old aftershave.
Mm.
You were seeing, you said you were tasting... numbers at one point. Do you remember that?
They tasted like licorice.
Mm.
May I please tell the audience what we've refilled the horn with?
I think they can guess. Do you know how much this set us back?
How much is a prescription of Viagra?
I wouldn't know because I never use it, but I would say on the black market, $50 a pill.
Okay, I'm going to say that much.
Okay, it was $10. That's $10 for all that musk.
Oh.
$10 for musk, a nighttime of love, and a filling jar. Next thing that we saw.
Oh, these are just...
We came to our racist find of the week.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
It is 4 shot glasses depicting island people with extremely black skin, red bulbous lips, giant hips, and they're all playing instruments. It's
very accurate racist.
Mm-hmm. How much do you think a country bumpkin would pay for one of these?
I don't know. What is the cost of slavery these days?
$100, apparently.
Wow.
$100 for 4 racist shot glasses.
I hope we're exploiting the shit out of these.
Next up is an item that reminds me of Coolidge.
Oh, wonderful.
It is a slender, slim, and tasteful Corona bottle, but the Corona bottle lights up with neon, and it has a neon green lime in the top part of it.
Edwin, do you care to share with the audience how we met? The day we met.
We met in college in the basement of a house party.
What kind of party was it?
Toga.
It was a toga party.
And just like every toga party, they had Corona on tap for everyone. And I remember I ran into you at the tap.
And
you were with your friends. And you had been taking a pen and marking on your hand every time that you took a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that you got a new drink.
Yeah, and then you...
Can you guess how many you had?
Well, when I next morning when I woke up in my now husband's bed and and we were laying bare-bodied next to one another. The last thing I had remembered was that I only had 2.
That neon bottle? $150.
$150.
A steal.
Wow.
And now that ends our knick-knack portion of the show. It's time for my favorite portion of the show, Sky Mall Finds. This is where we find something interesting and neat in a Sky Mall magazine. This week, it's a weight set.
A weight set?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
It's not over, though.
Oh.
It's a weight set that you could hide liquor in. So you're like, oh, I'm just lifting weights.
Oh, that is indeed.
False. I'm an extremely bad alcoholic, and I need to have a drink right now.
That's what we call multitasking.
Multitasking, lifting weights and getting drunk.
Darling.
Yeah, what'd you find?
I saw that we have new weights.
What Sky Mall item did you get?
It's a shampoo dispenser.
Ooh.
And it's shaped like Jabba the Hutt.
Oh.
And you squeeze it, and then the shampoo comes out like a Princess Leia form.
That is what was in the bathroom.
Yes, I don't know.
It looks like the paint was rubbed off the outside of Jabba the Hutt. Looks like someone used it a lot.
Oh. No.
Like maybe somebody used it in their corrosive inside barren.
I've got a lot of hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Knick Knack Paddywhack.
I'm your host, Florence Chauncey.
And I'm Edwin Chauncey.
And remember, keep on knacking.
Is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and you want to hear more, you can check out our website, trythispodcast.com, or you can subscribe to us on iTunes. And while you're at iTunes, if you could leave us a review, maybe like a rating too, that'd be great. If not, whatever. We're all cool here. We're all real relaxed. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you could email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com, or you could write on our wall on Facebook, facebook.com/trythispodcast. Do you guys notice a theme with the title of everything? Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have a whole new episode that feels like it was plucked right from another podcast. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this. and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.